This episode brought to you by 20th Century Studios' Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Director Wes Ball breathes new life into the epic franchise. As a ruthless king attempts to build his empire at the expense of the remaining human race, a young ape begins a journey to fight for a future for apes and humans alike. Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Enter the kingdom in IMAX on May 10th and theaters everywhere. Get tickets now.
As you may have realized, I watch a lot of sports. That's why I like Prime Video. It has all my sports in one app, like the National Women's Soccer League, included with Prime. Plus, you can buy Premier Boxing or stream the NHL and NBA playoffs on Max with the Bleacher Report Sports add-on, or add Paramount Plus for the Masters on CBS. Prime Video. It's all your favorite sports in one place. Restrictions apply. Prime membership required for add-on subscriptions. See Amazon.com/Amazon Prime for details.
It is getting that time of the year. It's Miller time. You don't need a watch or a clock to tell you. It's Miller time. Weather gets a little bit warmer. All of a sudden, the beer gets a little colder.
It's beer cracking season.
Whoa, okay. I don't know if it says that on the calendar. Miller Lite, great taste, less filling, tastes like Miller time. To get Miller Lite delivered right to your door, visit MillerLite.com/Patrick, or you can find it pretty much anywhere that sells beer. And as always, please celebrate responsibly. Miller Brewing Company, Milwaukee, Wisconsin. 96 calories per 12 ounces. Fewer calories and carbs than premium regular beer. Miller Lite.
You are listening to the Dan Patrick Show on Fox Sports Radio.
It's hour one on this Wednesday. Dan and the Danettes, Dan Patrick Show. Morale is high. Have the big German making breakfast on the Traegers already. We got a sandwich showdown. It's the Po' Boys versus French Dip. Yes, the Elite Eight, as we head to one dining moment on Friday. Come on in, stay a while. 877-3DP-SHOW, email address, dp@danpatrick.com. Twitter handle, @DP Show. Good morning if you're watching on Peacock or listening on our radio affiliates around the country, over 400 cities carrying the program. Fox Sports Radio, iHeart Radio. The great Charles Barkley will join us in about 15 minutes from now. And we hope to hear from Adam Sandler. Sandman is in London. He's shooting a movie with George Clooney, name dropper. And we're hoping to have him on in the final hour of the show. But if not, then we'll have him on perhaps on Thursday, and we will clear up the Happy Gilmore 2. Or if there's another name attached to this, I've yet to see a script. I have not cleared my schedule this summer to begin shooting Happy Gilmore 2. But we'll see if Sandman will give us some information there. Iowa LSU draws a record 12.3 million viewers, best ever by far. At one point, went all the way up to 16 million people were watching that matchup. And the big question, I think, is how does college basketball build off of this? How does the WNBA build off of this? The WNBA has a lot of pressure now because Caitlin Clark is going to go to the Indiana Fever, not exactly a media capital of the world. But you're going to be there in over a month and then take a break where she's probably going to be playing for Team USA at the Olympics. How does the WNBA capitalize on this? And can college basketball, women's college basketball, continue this momentum? You have basketball coming up on Friday, and I already have the odds here of, depending on who gets into the title game for the men's Final Four, the possible NCAA title odds. Let's say Purdue advances, Connecticut advances. What would the line be according to DraftKings? Guys want to take a guess? What would, let's say Connecticut, they would be favored. They'd be favored by how many over Purdue? Ton?
I'm going to say 6.5.
All right. Seton O'Connor?
I'm going to go up to 8.5.
All right. Paulie?
9.5.
Marvin, UConn apologist.
13.5.
UConn by 5.5. If UConn plays NC State, what would the point spread be? Marvin?
13.5.
All right. Paulie?
I stick with 9.5.
All right. Seton O'Connor?
What did I say before? 8.5.
Todd?
10.5.
14.5. That's if NC State advances and UConn advances. If Alabama advances, they would be 4.5-point favorites against NC State. And so just the possible matchups there if those teams advance. But Connecticut, we assume, will. And will they be playing Purdue or NC State? All right, we'll have a poll question, play of the day, stat of the day, all of that forthcoming. And watch some NBA last night. Victor Wembanyama, if you don't get him now, you're not going to get him. He is spectacular. Now, he went against the Joker last night. And Joker put up some great points. You know, he had 42. He had 16 rebounds, 6 assists. But as far as style points, Victor Wembanyama had 23, 15, 8 assists, 9 blocks. The last player who put up those kind of numbers, Chris Webber, back in 1999.
Woo! Ow! Stat of the day! Stat of the day! Stat of the day! Stat of the day! This is the stat of the day!
Stat of the day brought to you by Panini America, the official trading cards of the Dan Patrick Show. This first hour brought to you by the great folks at TireRack.com, the official tire expert of this program. Try the Tire Decision Guide, full lineup of Hankook tires, special offers, free road hazard protection, mobile tire installation. TireRack.com is the way tire buying should be. Once again, we say good morning, watching on Peacock. Operator Tyler standing by, 877-3DP-SHOW. Email address, dp@danpatrick.com. Twitter handle, @DP Show. Yes, Paul?
Wembanyama's stats by month are going up rapidly. Like, if you go back to October, November, he averaged about 18 points a game and just under 10 rebounds. In March, he averaged 23 a game, 12 rebounds, and 4 blocks. His minutes are up. His percentages are up. He's taking more shots. He's hitting more shots. It's going rapidly in the right direction.
Well, the team isn't, but he is. And that's what I kept saying all year long. Can you get a legitimate point guard for him? And, you know, Greg Popovich is one of the greatest coaches of all time. It doesn't seem like he falls under any real criticism. If this is Bill Belichick, you know, they want to run him out of town. But Greg Popovich has got this incredible talent there. And I don't know if it was one of those, let me wait and see what we have and then we can build around it. Maybe that's the case because you're going to have another high draft pick again. But you watch Wembanyama, and he went toe-to-toe with the Joker last night. And, you know, there was one scoop shot left-handed that he did that, I mean, nobody attempts that, let alone makes it. Then he goes to the other end, and he blocks Joker. He's a lot of fun to watch. And when he figures out how to play the game, spacing, you get a legitimate point guard to get him the ball, you know, he's going to be, you know, one of those 25, 15, and 5 blocks a night. Yes, Eden.
Yeah, like that's, I wonder if that's what Pop is doing, is taking a year to say, so we essentially have a 7'4 forward who plays like a point guard. Mm-hmm. Let's see how this works first and then surround him with a bunch of people.
Well, they certainly know how good he is now, and there's no excuses for next year.
And kind of under the radar still. He doesn't get a lot of attention, all things considered.
Yeah, because we get caught up and, you know, the networks keep bringing you the Celtics, the Warriors, the Lakers. Joel Embiid came back. You know, he's in San Antonio. They're not a good team, but he's a really good player and fun to watch. But, you know, you still go back to he's got all this talent, and then you watch Joker, who moves slowly, methodically, but somehow, some way going against Victor Wembanyama, who's 7'4", and can run the floor and is far more athletic. Joker still puts up 42. I'm wondering if Luka somehow steals the MVP. Luka had another big game last night. Now, they did lose to Golden State, but he has at least 20 triple doubles. And you know, so you got Luka, Jokic, and Sabonis each have at least 20 triple doubles. First time that's happened in 40 years. And
stat of the day. Here comes that
what?
Stat of the day.
So the Warriors beat Dallas last night. Mavericks had a 7-game winning streak. Luka went for 30, 12, and 11. So he's had 20 triple doubles this season. He's averaging 34, 9, and almost 10 assists per game. The highest combined points, rebounds, and assists by any qualifier since 1971, when Kareem Abdul-Jabbar averaged 34.8, 16.6 rebounds, 4.6 assists per game. So these are big numbers that he's putting up. And the writers always love a new story, and Luka winning the MVP. I don't know if they might be going, they got to fill out their ballot going, okay, we got to give it to Joker. Because it almost felt that way last year, then he won the title. But with Luka, man, Luka's putting up numbers that can't be denied. And I think he's got the second best odds. It feels like it's Joker and then it's Luka here for the MVP. It's a two-man race. But I wonder if Luka somehow steals this. All right, Seton, poll question. What do you have for me?
Well, we have a monster championship game coming up Thursday.
Okay.
So I know you're excited about that. It's a true battle of titans for all the marbles.
Okay.
Who you got, the Pirates of Seton Hall or the Indiana State Sycamores? The NIT is wrapping up, Dan.
Yeah. Oh, that's right. I watched a little bit of that last night.
Yeah, that's right. The NIT is happening.
I just love the nicknames for Indiana State's big man. They've called him Kareem Abdul-Jabbar.
Kareem.
Yeah.
Yeah.
He's a white guy.
Yeah.
There's another one.
Oh.
Yeah, yeah.
Oh.
Yeah, yeah, he's a white guy.
Wait a minute.
Yeah, Kareem. And then here was another one, Milk Chamberlain. Robbie Avila.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's the best.
Larry Blurd is ever very popular.
Larry Blurd is pretty good, too.
Everyone likes that.
He's a lot of fun to watch. It's one of those, I wish they would have made the tournament, but then they would already be out of the tournament, probably. Maybe they would have been a one and done. So now you get a little bit more run. Basketball last night, I did watch the McDonald's All-American game, and Ron Harper's son is going to Rutgers, and he can play. He's not going to be at Rutgers very long.
Rutgers,
yes.
Hmm.
Yes.
Hmm.
Dylan Harper is going to Rutgers. He can play. He won't be there too long. Cooper Flagg going to Duke, and he checks the boxes of all the things you want at Duke. Yep, that check. Yep, that check. That check. Yeah, he's our guy. Get ready to be a villain, Coop. Yes, Marv.
Yeah, Dylan Harper. He's only going to be at Rutgers for 1 year. Either he's going to the NBA or he's going to the transfer portal. He ain't staying there very long.
Thank you, Marvin. Yes, Seton.
Dylan Harper was offered by Kansas, Indiana, Duke, Auburn, and Rutgers.
Yes, Paul.
Here's a story at NJ.com. It's one of the biggest newspaper conglomerates in New Jersey. Prudential Financial, which has two large displays inside Jersey Mike's Arena, by the way, Fritzy's Rutgers Arena name. Prudential Financial, a billion-dollar corporation, is the new NIL partner of Rutgers Sports.
Hmm.
A transformative NIL deal, and that was signed 2 months ago. That explains maybe a little bit of their recruiting class.
Okay. All right. Got a little cash there. Spent it. They got a good recruiting class come in at Rutgers. So maybe there'll be a force in the Big Ten.
Getting a piece of the rock.
Thank you, Todd. Maybe they gave him a building. The Prudential Center. Here you go. Give you a building. Come in and help us in Piscataway.
Hey, staying home.
Yeah.
Hometown hero. Well,
there's a few. Yeah, at least he's from Jersey. When Michael Beasley went to Kansas State, and then you're like, wait a minute here.
O.J. Mayo going to USC?
Yeah. Well.
No. That raised red flags.
Yeah.
He's from West Virginia/Ohio.
Yeah. Yeah.
I mean, I don't know. USC sounds pretty awesome.
Yeah.
Sounds like a pretty great place to go to school, gotta admit.
I don't want to have any disparaging comments, you know, about Kansas State, but that was a little bit of a surprise that Michael Beasley went to K-State.
Huh.
Yeah.
K-State, really?
Yeah.
He might have had a third cousin in the area. I'm not sure. I got to check his mind.
Manhattan, Kansas. And I wonder if they said, hey, how about Manhattan? I'm in.
The big
apple. Yeah. I get to play in the garden.
Yeah.
No. Manhattan, Kansas. Huh? Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah. You know what? This won't look awkward. This won't look like, you know, something's up here. You're going to go to Kansas State. Yeah. Okay. Poll question. Anything else, Seton O'Connor, before we take a break? Charles Barkley will join us.
Well, the lead story, you kind of went there earlier. Game three is today. French dip versus a po' boy. That is going to be... I feel bad for a French dip is all I'm saying.
Wow. Already calling your shot.
Maybe.
Okay.
Maybe.
Mm-hmm.
Although this has gone so far, every day has gone the exact opposite of what I thought it was going to be. So.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yes, Paul.
Has the French dip already surrendered?
Oh, wow.
I had to get it in there fast.
Wow.
Get a French surrender.
Yeah, a little white flag. Raise the white flag. There.
Warhammer.
Okay. Yeah.
Or
Les Mis action.
Oh, okay. Les Miserables.
Twice original cast.
OC.
I did say Les Miserables. On Broadway.
Did you see it with...
it was an original cast. I don't think so.
There have been a few stars to come through there.
That is true.
That you've,
yeah.
Jean-Jacques. What's
yes.
his name?
Yes.
Right?
It is it? I think it's Jean-Jacques.
Jean-Jacques Taylor. No, wait.
Who covers the Cowboys.
Yeah, that's different.
No, it wasn't him.
Lay missed out on the original cast. But I'm sure it was a good show.
Thank you, Todd.
Bloop.
No. We've come up with a new one. When it's not a bloop, it's a noop. Noop. Todd, a noop instead of bloop, bloop, it's noop.
Fair enough. All right. I deserve that.
Thank you, Todd.
Oh, Jean Valjean. That's
Jean
it.
Valjean.
I knew it was something like that.
JBJ.
Jean Valjean.
Anne Hathaway.
Wasn't Anne? Okay.
Yeah.
I think I saw Anne Jean Hathaway. Valjean.
She was in that?
Yes.
Wasn't, what's her name from Shameless? Didn't she get her start in that play, too?
Emily Rossum?
Emily Rossum. I think Emily Rossum was like a Broadway actress as a child.
Oh, okay.
As like a young...
Okay.
But maybe that was Anne Hathaway.
Mm.
I'm not really sure.
Okay.
Back after this.
All right, so Charles Barkley will join us coming up. We hope to hear from Sandman so he can clear up this Happy Gilmore 2.
Her name is Emmy Rossum, and it was Phantom of the Opera. That's it.
I did say I saw Phantom of the Opera, original cast.
You did?
On my honeymoon in London. Okay?
That's pretty baller.
Was it Michael Crawford? And, that's a walk-off.
That is a walk-off.
Yes, it is. Original cast in London. On my honeymoon. The Phantom of the Opera is there inside your mind.
Sarah Brightman?
Yes.
That's a big deal. I got to admit, that's a big deal.
Okay.
See Michael Crawford, Sarah Brightman. Shout out.
Yes.
Phantom of the Opera.
Yes, Todd.
Did you want to see that, or you were kind of taking one for the team? I know you're cultural and you enjoy the... But we try to impress... Like, I don't want... She wants to see Phantom of the Opera. I'll just take her. That would be a cool thing to take her to something like that, but I have absolutely no interest in Phantom of the Opera.
I didn't even know it was a thing. And then my wife goes, oh my gosh, we should see if we could get in. We got the last two seats. I couldn't stand up. Or I'd hit my head where we were. But the last two seats in the building. And... yeah, you know, you're on your honeymoon. You're like, yeah, okay.
Partially obstructed view, though, so that was a little tough for him.
Well, he did, too, because his face.
He saved me there.
All right, let me take a break, all right? Maybe we restart this show.
What a world.
Yeah, I know. All right, take a break. Back after this.
Be sure to catch the live edition of the Dan Patrick Show weekdays at 9 a.m. Eastern, 6 a.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio and the iHeartRadio app.
Hey, it's me, Rob Parker. Check out my weekly MLB podcast, Inside the Parker, for 22 minutes of piping hot baseball talk featuring the biggest names and newsmakers in the sport. Whether you believe in analytics or the eye test, we've got all the bases covered. New episodes drop every Thursday, so do yourself a favor and listen to Inside the Parker with Rob Parker on the iHeartRadio app or wherever you get your podcast.
Well, it's halftime, and the scoreboard's not looking good. You're feeling low. You're not sure you can pull out the win, but that's when you dig deep. Lift your head up. You say to yourself, time to get back in the game. Pull off some bank heists. Take as much of your friend's money as you possibly can.
See, and that's right. The smash hit mobile game Monopoly Go lets you compete with your friends to get the most riches and the biggest empire. It's the Monopoly you love, but on your phone, anytime, with tons of new twists, including leaderboards to compare your progress to your buddies. There's so much to do.
Yeah, you could play countless dynamic Monopoly boards. You can make your friends bankrupt by smashing their landmarks with a wrecking ball. That's new. I don't remember that from the old Monopoly game, but it sounds awesome. And you can charge players rent for your iconic properties. Great.
You can even work with your friends to crack open community chests and in tournaments to get extra rewards and climb the leaderboard. I'm in for sure.
So get out there, put on your game face, download Monopoly Go right now for free at the App Store or Google Play. Let's go.
It is getting that time of the year. It's Miller time. You don't need a watch or a clock to tell you. It's Miller time. Weather gets a little bit warmer. All of a sudden, the beer gets a little colder.
It's beer cracking season.
Okay. I don't know if it says that on the calendar. It's a beer that strips away everything you don't need and holds on to what matters the most. It's a light beer that tastes like beer. That's why I reach for a Miller Lite. And it's less filling, only 96 calories. They've been doing this since 1975. They have perfected it. You know, that summer afternoon, we're coming into that time of the year, be like, oh, man.
Crack one?
Yes, or two. Don't look at your watch. Don't look at the clock. Don't look at the calendar. You know. Miller Lite, the great taste, less filling, tastes like Miller time. To get Miller Lite delivered right to your door, visit MillerLite.com/Patrick, or you can pretty much find it anywhere that sells beer. Celebrate responsibly. Miller Brewing Company, Milwaukee, Wisconsin. 96 calories per 12 ounces, fewer calories, fewer carbs than premium regular beer. Miller Lite.
This episode brought to you by 20th Century Studios' Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Director Wes Ball breathes new life into the epic franchise, set several generations after the last installment, in which apes are the dominant species. As a ruthless king attempts to build his empire at the expense of the remaining human race, a young ape will fight for the future of apes and humans alike and embark on a journey that will redefine the planet. Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Enter the kingdom in IMAX on May 10th and in theaters everywhere. Get tickets now.
Charles Barkley set to join us. NBA MVP odds. Right now, Joker has a huge lead over Luka. And then a distant third is Shai Gilgeous-Alexander. You know, when you're covering somebody and you think you've written everything that you can write about them, then you start to look at other candidates. And I thought that that might be the case for Luka. Now, Luka's putting up unbelievable numbers. And it feels like, you know, we're surprised when they don't put up a triple-double, both of these guys. I just thought maybe with Dallas playing a little bit better, that Luka might get a little more love. But the odds right now, Joker considerably a bigger favorite than Luka. Yes, Marv?
Isn't it impossible basically to win the MVP if you're like the 5 or 6 seed?
I don't know the last time that happened. Maybe
Russell Westbrook won the MVP. I think they were the 6 seed. But he did something historic, though, averaging a triple-double the entire season.
Yeah.
But
yeah.
Other than that, 1-2 seed, like in your conference, usually you have the best record in the league.
Okay. Well, we should check when's the last time that somebody outside has won the MVP and they were a 4th or 5th or 6th seed. Charles Barkley, the Hall of Famer, TNT analyst, and former MVP in 1993, joining us on the program. Chuck Wagon, how are you?
I'm great, brother. How you doing?
Doing okay. How's life?
Man, life is good. Just getting ready to finish up this Final Four thing and get back to my NBA gig one more weekend. And it's been a fun tournament as usual. Can anybody beat UConn is the big question. I mean, whoa. So that's the only thing we got to worry about this weekend. Can anybody beat UConn?
Better product, the college basketball or the NBA? On the floor, just aesthetically watching.
Well, the NBA has become just a three-point shooting contest every night. It's like, hey, we're just going to go out there. We're going to roll the ball out there and shoot a bunch of threes. If they go in, we're going to win. If they don't go in, we're going to lose. But, you know, the Celtics have been great all year. If you can't be excited about Anthony Edwards and Gilgeous-Alexander and what the Joker are doing, Victor's been coming on really amazing lately. So there's some questions. Is anybody any good other than the Celtics in the East? That's a very fair question. The West is going to be crazy. I know we know, because we don't know how those young kids in Minnesota or Oklahoma City are going to react when the bright lights come on. So it's going to be some interesting storylines.
Can Luka win the MVP?
I wouldn't have him above Joker, Anthony Edwards, and Shai Gilgeous-Alexander. I wouldn't have him above those guys. You know, and I would say Anthony Edwards, in my opinion, I would probably give him a slight edge, because if they're able to finish with the best record without Karl-Anthony Towns, I think that's pretty incredible.
Yeah, I wonder about it. I'm looking at the odds in front of me. Joker's a big favorite to win his third MVP.
He should be. He's definitely in the conversation. If they finish with the best record, it's just going to be about your choice. But if, you know, after if the Timberwolves are able to finish with the best record in the West, they've been all probably a month without Karl Anthony Towns. If he can keep them afloat, I probably would give him a slight edge. But if they gave the Joker, I wouldn't have a problem with that. Hey, if Oklahoma City finishes with the best record, I might give it to Shea, and I don't even want to leave out Jason Tatum.
Yeah.
But it's going to be one of those four guys. I'd like to say Luka's been playing great also.
I was curious your thoughts on DJ Burns playing in the NBA, given they list him at 6'9". I don't think he's 6'9", but 275. Can you see in today's NBA a place for him?
Well, I don't like to talk bad about college players because, you know, I've been asked that same question about Zach Edey for the last 3 months. And I love both of those kids. I love both of those kids. So I think it's going to be interesting. I can't wait to see it. But I've been asked, they just started asking me about DJ Burns in the last 2 weeks. But I've been asked by coaches in the NBA and general managers about Zach Edey. Because I have a lot of private conversation with managers, general managers, and coaches when I'm studying all this tape. I tell you what, that damn boy at Tennessee, Dalton Connect, woo! I said, yo, man, y'all better start watching this kid. He put on a show last Saturday, and so did Zach Edey. But like I say, I don't want to answer the question about Edey and Burns because let's let it play out.
Well, I just wonder about that body type. You know, he's like a Zach Randolph. He's not explosive.
Yeah.
Kind of built like Zion, but he's not like Zion. But he's great footwork. He said that he studied Hakeem Olajuwon, his footwork, and really good passer, and knows how to use his body. And so
yeah, but Dan, you know how they lie about all these college kids? He doesn't look 6'9 to me.
No, he's 6'7".
Yeah. So we're going to have to wait and see, to be honest with you. It's a great story. He seems like a great kid. But I can't really, until I see how big he is, I can't really give you an honest opinion.
Well, it's like you did things that were amazing. They wanted to make you a little taller because somebody your size shouldn't have been doing what you were doing. And I remember standing next to you the first time. I'm like, that dude ain't 6'6". That dude ain't 6'5". You were probably 6'4.5".
Yeah, but if you're going to play at a smaller height, you got to be really explosive, like myself, a Larry Johnson, Zion. I'm trying to think. Is there anybody I'm missing? But you have to be really, really explosive. You can't play a 6'5", 6'6", 6'7", in my opinion, unless you're really explosive.
Yeah, it's tricky. But, you know, if I would have said, look at Joker and 5 years down the road, he'll be the best player in the game, and you probably would have said, there's no way.
Giannis, yeah, but he's different. Yeah, but he's different, though, Dan, because, number one, he's 7 feet tall. He got feet just like Burns, but he's 7 feet tall. He's a great shooter. He's a great passer. You have to factor all that stuff in. Now, if Burns was 6'10", 6'11", yeah, he could play in the NBA. But you have to factor in all Joker's. Like, Joker's, he can shoot the three. He can post up. He's got great feet. He got the whole package. But actually, that's a perfect example. We get so enamored by some of these guys they can run and jump. They don't have any idea how to play basketball. I always say, yeah, he can run and jump. So can a deer. But I would never put a deer in the game.
Is Charles Barkley, Hall of Famer, co-host of King Charles on CNN. Did you watch LSU in Iowa?
I did. I watched both games. I think Connecticut's going to win the championship.
Really?
I really do. I got Connecticut winning the championship, but I watched both games. I actually kept my whole night open because I wanted to watch the game. And obviously, Caitlin was fabulous. Fabulous. It was fun to watch. She put on a show in the biggest moment. And then I watched, shout out to Juju Watkins, man. She is unbelievable. She is going to be the face of basketball for the next however long she stays in college. But, man, there's something about that Connecticut team. They're, to me, they're the favorite in the Final Four.
You're not betting on them, are you?
You know, I didn't bet on those games because I don't really Yeah, that's a good question, Dan.
I don't want to trigger something here, and then all of a sudden.
I've never bet on a woman's sport. As much as I'm a gambling degenerate, I've actually never bet on a woman's sport. I got to tell you that, and I try to act like, you know, we got enough idiots and fools on television to act like to know everything about every sport. Like I can't. I watched more women's college basketball the last 3 weeks than I have all year. So I don't want to get on here like some of these fools on other networks who talk about every sport like they're an expert on every sport. And tell them, Dan, you know what I would tell you? Quit using the damn word expert. There's no such thing as an expert. It's just somebody's opinion. I hate when these guys say, well, he's an expert. No, he's not. It's just some fool giving his opinion.
Have you been approached about doing a gambling show?
I have not, but you know, I'm a FanDuel guy. I've enjoyed working with FanDuel. They've been great to work with. Me and Kenny both have endorsements with FanDuel. It's going to be interesting, man. Oh, Dan, I'm so glad you asked that question. Cause there's some people on television who've been really bugging me lately. I mean, seriously, I'm going to be serious. I don't like being serious, but I'm going to be serious.
Okay.
Okay, guys. These guys out here making up excuses, talking about the NFL, the NBA, we're in bed with all the gambling sites. 100% true. 100% true. Under no circumstance, as a player, should you talk to your friends about gambling, shade points, good or bad, prop bets as a player. You can never, ever, ever entertain betting on your own, influence the outcome of a game. Like I say, don't make excuses, man. Hey, sports gambling is a big thing. It's going to be there no matter what. But as a player, and I'm talking just to the players, under no circumstances can you get yourself in a situation where you are involved with gambling at the point where you can fix a game, beat some type of stupid prop bet. Guys, I'm just telling you, don't ever do that because you're going to get banned for life if you do that, period.
Yeah, it feels like it's commonplace now, Chuck. And I've mentioned this a couple of times. Now, if you're not betting, there's something wrong with you. I mean, everybody is involved. I'm not talking players. I'm talking about fans that, If you didn't have a bet on the Super Bowl, then you were probably in the minority.
Yeah, you know, Dan, first of all, you know, I never try to fake who I am. I'm a gambling guy. I love it. I never understand the prop bet stuff. Like, and I never bet halftime or anything like that. Because I always tell people, if you bet at halftime, you're just chasing. You're either going to break even or lose twice. I make my bet before the game, and whatever happens, happens. And I would never bet on a prop bet. But like I say, man, I love to gamble. I don't begrudge anybody who like to do it. But, man, I think it has gotten out of hand. I knew it got out of hand last year with LeBron. I was watching a show when LeBron was getting ready to pass Kareem. They're like, you can bet what LeBron. They're like, well, he's going to make it on a free throw, a layup, a dunk, or a three-point shot. I'm like, are you kidding me right now? I says, you can actually do that. And it was crazy that you could do that. And that's when you know, like, yo, man, if you're going to sit around and try to guess when LeBron's going to break Kareem's record on what kind of shot he's going to do it on, you need to have your head checked and examined.
Well, I'm worried about the college prop bets because these kids are going to face, you know, they're going to be angry bettors out there. And I think that
they're just stupid. I'm not going to bet on no damn college kid. Cause you know, college kids, you know, they, you know, they're all good, solid players. But the notion that you know what a college player is going to – you'll get – I got, like, friends who bet on preseason football, which is the stupidest thing in the history of civilization. I said, wait a minute. You don't even know who's going to play. Most of those guys going to be, like, waiters and bartenders in, like, 2 months. I'm not going to bet on a preseason football game.
Well, I got prop bets here on DJ Burns over-under. You know, 15.5 points, 4.5 rebounds, 2.5 assists. I mean,
well, I tell you what, I think he's going to have a tough time against Zach Edey. Because if you notice, you go back and look at those games, you see how he bumps those little skinny ass guys from Duke?
Yeah.
When he bumps Zach Edey ain't going to move. So, you know, I'm telling you that's why I was asking your question, didn't want to ask your question. Like, Zach Edey, like, when he was hitting those little dudes from Duke, they little light in the cakes. They were just flying off his body. When he bump into Zach Edey ain't going to move. That's why I think he's really going to have a tough time against Purdue, because that little thing he was doing against Duke is not going to work against Zach, because he's just so physically imposing.
Being an Auburn guy, can you root for Alabama?
Hell no. Okay. Under no circumstances can I root for them. Hey, give them credit. Give them credit. Coach Oat and the Sears young kid and Pringle, they've done a fabulous job. The young kid Nelson, the young kid Nelson shocked me in the game. Man, he got some handle and everything. But under no circumstances could I root for Alabama.
If you had Steph Curry versus Caitlin Clark in a three-point shooting contest,
I was very impressed with Sabrina. I was very impressed with Sabrina, how she handled the moment, NBA All-Star weekend. Because I was like, this is going to be interesting for me to watch, because she's a great, great shooter. Same with Caitlin. But that's probably the biggest thing she's ever done in her life. But she stood up and stood out. She was unbelievable. And I saw what Caitlin did the other night in the moment when the biggest game in her life was there. So I think it'd be a great thing.
Well, I can see Sabrina and Caitlin versus Steph and Clay.
That'd be a good one. Listen, man, I got to give these girls, these women, so much credit. You know, what Caitlin, Angel Reese, Juju, Paige Beckers, what Dawn Staley and Gino Auriemma have brought to the table. You got to count the coaches too.
Yeah.
Because Gino and Dawn, they're amazed at what they've accomplished. But this has been the last 2 years, man. It's been a really good time for women's college basketball. I mean, it's been incredible. Now, the toughest thing they're going to have to do is, what are they going to do going forward? Because Caitlin is a once in a lifetime attraction. And she's going to go on and bring a lot of eyeballs to the WNBA. But she's a bright light, man. You know, I want to see her play in person this year, but I couldn't get to Iowa because it's in the middle of nowhere. I was trying to work it in my schedule. You know, I fly every week between New York.
Don't
and
you have a private jet?
Hell no.
You don't have access to a private jet?
You know how expensive those things are?
Yeah.
Every time one of those bad boys takes off, it's like $25,000 one way. That's crazy. I've done it before.
You've got that money.
Yeah, but I want to keep it. I don't want to be broke again. Yeah.
Were you broke?
Oh, growing up, I was broke. Well, in fairness, I was broke after 4 years in the NBA because my first agent stole all my money. I don't want to mention his name. His name was Lance Lesnick. He stole all my damn money. And let me tell you something, Dan. If I ever see him again, I'm going to beat him to a pulp. If I ever see that dude again, I'm going to beat him to a pulp. Because he's never apologized. Now, if he had apologized, it's probably 40 years ago. If he had about 38, 39, he never apologized for stealing all my money. And if I saw him today, I'd beat the hell out of him.
He got fined $5,000 for stealing your money.
You know, the only good thing about it, Dan, I wasn't making any money.
You know what? You should fire up the Barkley blimp and then take that to go see Caitlin Clark. You could have done that.
Well, that was very nice of Capital One to give me a blimp. I'm getting, it's so funny. I'm getting texts from people saying it's over certain cities. So I guess it's got to get to Arizona. I don't get to Arizona till the end of the week because I'm in New York to do King Charles tonight.
Yeah.
So I'm not getting to Arizona till the weekend. So hopefully I'll get to see the blimp by the end of the week.
I was in Cleveland for the Final Four. That's not very far.
Yeah, but I got stuff to do.
Oh, okay.
I got the Final Four. I got King Charles. Right. I got the Final Four. But I wanted to see her play in person. Because what she's done for the women's game has been incredible, man. When I talked about Gino and Don, I don't want to leave Coach Mulkey out. What she's done for college basketball has been amazing also. So, the coach at Iowa is Bluter.
Lisa Bluter.
She's done an amazing job. So shout out to all those women, man. It's been great to watch.
You look like you're 40 years of age.
Well, you know, Dan, I'm down 65 pounds, man, thanks to Manjaro. And I got another fit. I'm going to get to, because, you know, I got really fat. I was a fat ass. I was up to 355.
Dang.
And I'm down to 285. I'm going to get to 270. So when I get to 270, I'll be really good to go. I don't have to worry about dropping dead. As my doctor said, ain't no fat old people, Dan. Ain't no fat old people.
Have fun this weekend. Thank you, Charles.
Hey, thanks for having me, guys. Y'all be safe.
Fox Sports Radio has the best sports talk lineup in the nation. Catch all of our shows at foxsportsradio.com. And within the iHeartRadio app, search FSR to listen live.
Well, it's halftime, and the scoreboard's not looking good. You're feeling low. You're not sure you can pull out the win. But that's when you dig deep. Lift your head up. You say to yourself, time to get back in the game. Pull off some bank heists. Take as much of your friend's money as you possibly can.
See, and that's right. The smash hit mobile game Monopoly Go lets you compete with your friends to get the most riches and the biggest empire. It's the Monopoly you love, but on your phone, anytime, with tons of new twists, including leaderboards to compare your progress to your buddies. There's so much to do.
Yeah, you could play countless dynamic Monopoly boards. You can make your friends bankrupt by smashing their landmarks with a wrecking ball. That's new. I don't remember that from the old Monopoly game, but it sounds awesome. And you can charge players rent for your iconic properties. Great.
You can even work with your friends to crack open community chests and in tournaments to get extra rewards and climb the leaderboard. I'm in for sure.
So get out there, put on your game face, download Monopoly Go right now for free at the App Store or Google Play. Let's go.
This episode brought to you by 20th Century Studios' Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Director Wes Ball breathes new life into the epic franchise, set several generations after the last installment, in which apes are the dominant species. As a ruthless king attempts to build his empire at the expense of the remaining human race, a young ape will fight for the future of apes and humans alike and embark on a journey that will redefine the planet. Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Enter the kingdom in IMAX on May 10th and in theaters everywhere. Get tickets now.
Sound the trumpets. It's horse racing time, so saddle up for all the action with DK Horse, an official DraftKings affiliate. Right now, new customers who download the DK Horse app get a 100% deposit bonus up to $250. Just deposit $25 or more and complete the playthrough requirement. Wager on your favorite horses, then watch the races live right there on the app. Download the DK Horse app now. New customers get a 100% deposit bonus up to $250 when they opt in with the code DP. Only on the DK Horse app.
Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 18 plus, 21 plus in certain states to open or access an account and a resident of a state where DK Horse is available. Eligibility restrictions apply. Void where prohibited. One per new customer. Match calculated on first deposit up to a maximum of $250. Deposit requires two-time playthrough of settled wagers within 168 hours. Bonus released in $25 increments. Deposit and eligibility restrictions apply. See terms at dkhorse.com.
Oh, do we have a NFL trade for you? And it's not April Fool's. Have that for you coming up. Adam Sandler's set to join us from London, where he's shooting a movie. Come on in, stay a while. The Elite Eight, by the way. We have the Po' Boy versus the French Dip as we have one dining moment coming up on Friday. It is Championship Week here on the Dan Patrick Show. Good morning if you're watching on Peacock. Thank you for downloading the app. Also, our radio affiliates, we're in 400 cities in America. 877-3DP-SHOW. We'll get to more phone calls. Poll question here, and then we'll get to the NFL trade, and then we'll bring in Adam Sandler. Seton?
Yeah, Dave, we got up there. If you could buy stock in one of these two players right now, Caitlin Clark or Victor Wembanyama, right now, Vic is running away with it over 70% of the vote. Mm. We also have up there Game 3 of the Elite Eight, Po' Boy versus French Dip. French Dip, just a massive success, okay. 66%.
All right, fair enough. The NFL trade involves a wide receiver who was rumored to be traded on April Fool's Day. This wide receiver, there was a fake Adam Schefter account, and this receiver was being traded to the Giants. Well, this receiver is getting traded to the Houston Texans. His name is Stephon Diggs.
Whoa!
Yeah, there was a fake account of Stephon Diggs going to the Giants, and I told the person who told me, I said, what is April Fool's Day? And that doesn't look like Adam Schefter's account. Other than that, and then we just found out that Stephon Diggs traded from the Bills. What did the Bills get in return, Paulie?
Draft pick compensation, according to Adam Schefter, has not been told yet. They have a quarterback on a rookie contract that has no details of the draft pick compensation yet. No players involved, it doesn't appear.
And it felt like that he was on his way out. If not this year, this past year, it just felt like there was too much going on after the playoff losses, but Stephon Diggs is going to the Texans. By the way, today's Mercedes-Benz interview of the day brought to you by the brilliant EQE SUV from Mercedes-Benz. The vehicle all electric, the feeling all Mercedes. Learn more at mbusa.com/EQE-SUV. Yes, Paul.
According to Diana Rossini, the Buffalo Bills are trading Diggs to the Houston Texans in exchange for a 2025 second round draft pick.
Mm.
Second rounder.
Let's bring in the popular Adam Sandler, who joins us from London. He's a big movie star now. And yes, Sandman.
French Dip always was excellent. A Po' Boy was nice too. Did I say it right?
Yeah, Po' Boy.
Po' Boy. When is the first time, Danny, you finished an entire prime rib by yourself? How old were you?
We didn't have the luxury of having prime rib, Sandler. I mean, thanks for reminding me. Yeah. Yeah, that's great.
There were too many Patricks running around.
That's true.
You guys couldn't split one? Nobody could split one goddamn prime rib?
No, we didn't get prime rib. Your age when you polished off a prime rib in New Hampshire?
There was a place called Porter's Steakhouse. My father would take us there maybe once every 2 months. We would hear, you'd pass it. There was a sign, Prime Rib Saturday. So we would pass it, and we'd always be like, can we get a prime rib? And he'd be like, no, not yet. And then all of a sudden, we find ourselves at Porter's, and I would sit down, and my brother would say, I'll have a prime rib. And I'd say, I'll have one. And my father would go, you can't finish an entire prime rib. And so I remember I was probably around 11. I finished off a prime rib, and I got some respect in the family.
That's great. Glad you finally got some respect. By the way, what movie are you working on in London?
I don't even know. Danny, I've been coming here. There's a call sheet. They put it under my door at the hotel. I play a part. I keep showing up. I'm like, what are my lines? They're like, we'll get to that, they keep saying. And I've been here for 2 months now.
Okay.
I don't even know where I'm doing.
So it's a secret.
Well, they didn't say it's a secret to me. I said, can I tell anyone I'm shooting a movie? And they were like, yeah, sure. I said, and then I go, what is the movie? And they go, you'll see. They keep saying, you'll see. I don't know what it is. But I'm with Clooney, George Clooney.
Okay, but that's he's a serious actor, big time actor here.
Yeah.
Like, is it a comedy?
You know what? There's laughs, but it's, you know who Noah Baumbach is?
Yeah.
So he wrote it. He was nice enough to put me in it, and I've been, it's been fun. And I've been here a while. I've been in London. I've been playing basketball in London, I got to say, they dribble on the wrong side of the road.
You've been saving that one, haven't you?
I just came up with that.
No, you didn't. No, you didn't. David Spade probably gave you that line.
He texted me that one.
Okay. George Clooney's a famous prankster. Has he done anything to you? Like, when he did Ocean's 11,
yes.
He would tell the wardrobe person to take in Matt Damon's pants.
Yes.
Just a little bit each day. And Matt kept thinking that he's getting fatter and fatter. And
Yes.
Has he done anything like that to you?
I think his intentions, he thought he was going to do that to me, and I'm doing it on my own every day. He's like, you don't got to take it in. The Sandman's whopping over that goddamn belt line.
Hey, fatty.
Hey, Chubbs. But no, he hasn't got me with anything yet. But he's pretty damn funny, though. He told you guys know each other since you're young?
He had a crush on my sister.
Now, how old were they when that went on?
Grade school. He went to my church. His dad was the news anchor in Cincinnati.
Yes.
And George and his sister, his parents would go to St. Susanna in my hometown. Yeah.
That's amazing, man. So did he ever ask your sister out?
I don't know. But I just know that he had a crush on her. So
Yeah, we all did, Danny.
Yeah, of course you did. Of course you did. Who else is in the movie with Clooney?
Can I just tell you one story about your sister and me asking her out? It's a good ending. She said, when you can finish a goddamn prime rib, I'll talk to you. everybody, we're having a great time. Laura Dern is in the movie. Okay. We're doing well. I can't really tell you about it because it's Noah Baumbach's baby, but I'm in it. I'm having fun. It's going well. Life is good. I'm here in London, and then eventually I go to a place called Italy. Apparently, it's going to be fun.
Wait, what are you doing in Italy?
The movie moves to Italy.
Oh,
okay. So we start in England, and then we go to Italy. And I have to have just a minor beard in it. That's the only thing I know, is just have a little bit of a beard.
We're talking to Adam Sandler, joining us from London. You went to Abbey Road Studio?
Yes!
With the kids?
Wow, was that cool. Guess what? I actually went in there, we got a little tour. A great-looking dude walks in the room in a suit. I say, how you doing? He says, hi. He tells me his name. It was George Martin's son. He was a handsome bastard in the same suit his dad would wear, and he looked cool as hell.
So the Beatles producer, son.
Yes.
George
Martin's. Yes.
Did you buy anything in there?
Got a T-shirt, went with an XL. It should have doubled X that one. A little tight on Chubby's arms. Then I got a coffee mug. I got myself a... I think I got a book. Yeah.
What if you could have bought like George Harrison's guitar for $1 million?
Whoa.
Like, would you spend that kind of money for something like that?
I've never done anything like that. I have asked people to do it for me. No one's done it. So, no. Like I said, after a movie does well, I'll say to a corporation, wouldn't it be nice for you to throw me a George Harrison guitar or a Clapton? Throw me at least a Clapton. I say nothing.
Okay. Happy Gilmore 2.
Yes.
Let me go to Happy Gilmore, the original.
Yes.
Was that
you were in that?
No. Remember, I didn't make it into that one. And then that's when you said you're going to be in my next movie. And I was in Longest Yards and Waterboy. Yes. Okay.
But do you remember when you were telling me, I don't know if Vern can handle it?
Yes. Yes. Vern Lundquist.
You were very anti-Vern.
I was trying to sabotage Vern Lundquist. One of the nicest people in the business. But Vern did a decent job. Okay, so was Happy Gilmore considered a box office success?
A success, yes. It was not a smash-a-rooney. It did well down the line. It kept doing some business on the VHS and the DVD of it all. But when it came out the gate, it did good enough. I think the sucker cost maybe 10 mil to make, and I think it did around almost 40. So that was a success back then.
Okay. Was there any talk of a sequel to Happy Gilmore back then?
No. No, but can I tell you what they wanted to call it? I don't remember. I remember we wanted to call it Happy Gilmore, and they were like, I don't like it. We said, what do you got? They said, how about Hole in Fun? And we were like, Hole in Fun? What the hell are you talking about? And they were kind of trying to strong arm the Sandman, the young, lean Sandman back then, saying, I said Hole in Fun. They got louder and louder with me. And finally, I said, it ain't going to happen, guys. I'm Happy Gilmore, for God's sake.
How did you come up with the name Happy Gilmore?
That was actually Alan Covert's buddy. His name is Happy Gilmore.
Oh, so
and we love
your writing
love
friend.
Name,
yeah. Your writing friend, Alan. Yes. Alan, yeah. Mama, yes, yeah. What is it? Grandma's boy.
Yes, yeah, grandma's boy. That's his buddy, Happy Gilmore.
Okay. Now that brings us to Happy Gilmore.
All
right, picked up a little bit of steam. Shooter McGavin shot off his mouth a little bit here.
Yeah, he did. He certainly did. He texted me after the fact. By the way, that thing you told me not to talk about, I talked about. That's good news. No, all I did was tell him. See, I did stand up. I did a comedy special, and a lot of my buddies came by, and Shooter was one of them. And I said, dude, we've been talking about a Happy Two, and we're working on some stuff. That's all I told Shooter. I said, but don't tell anybody. Don't tell anybody. And then he kept it mostly private. He told a couple of DJs about it. They usually are great at secrets, don't you think?
Yeah. Yep. But you should have known not to trust him.
Well, I was excited that Shooter was in the room with me.
He didn't.
I love him.
You didn't like him in the movie. You couldn't trust him in the movie, and you can't trust him in real life.
It all came back to me at that moment. Yeah. Okay. I was like, that's right. He's the bad guy.
Okay.
No.
Great reaction, though. Great reaction to the possibility.
Very nice, Danny. Very nice. And we're working on it. Me and Herlihy are diligently trying to make a good reason for everyone to come and to watch and have a good time. Netflix is excited about it, and so we're working on it. We got some good ideas, and you're definitely in it. We got you right now playing Danny Boy, I call you. But you're not happy with that. You don't want to be.
No, here. I'll do it. I'll do it. Remember, we went through this before when I said I don't want to play me, and then all of a sudden I got to play Abe Lincoln. I got to play a nightclub owner.
Yeah, yes, I know you got to wear some outfits, but I thought, why not come around to Danny P again, just for the people? Give it to the people.
Okay, is there a time frame for this? How does this work when you're writing a script?
Well, I'm shooting this movie now, and then when I get home. In a little while, I call up Herlihy. We get in the room and jam and jam and jam. Now, we've been jamming, and right, we have a million ideas already. We just got to make it a movie and make sure we're excited about people, enjoying it. It's important. It's important. We love Happy Gilmore. We don't want to let anybody down. People have talked to me about this for many years. In fact, I walked down the streets of London. You been to London ever, by the way? A
few times.
Whoa. Well, I didn't know, Danny. But these people on the street have been saying, when is, they don't say happy. They say, when is Appy coming?
Happy.
You know, they don't want to hit the H. I say, say it again with the H, and they just go, no. No, we're going to work hard and make sure it's good.
Bob Barker passed away, so.
Yes.
Maybe
Bob passed away. Yeah, who you want to fight? You want to fight me?
Yeah. Or you could have Drew Carey fight you.
Yeah. Well. Yeah, I know. I know. I mean, listen, that would be great. I would love Drew Carey to be in this movie out of respect to Bob. When we were writing stuff, Bob was alive. When we were writing stuff, Carl Weathers was alive. When we were writing stuff, Joe Flaherty was alive. It sucks. We love those guys. They're such a big part of the movie and just great people. But we're gonna get them involved somehow. They'll be involved.
Is there any chance that it's like Godfather 2 that was better than the original? So Happy Gilmore 2 could be better than the original.
I would love that. I would love that. And he said no, but just I did call Coppola. He said, and I quote, "Oh no!" But But I don't know. I promise you, we're gonna work very hard.
Well, yes, but you gotta let me know. I gotta clear my schedule.
It's coming. No, it's gonna come. We gotta get the script done. Then we're gonna start shooting. And to me, we're gonna be shooting on the East Coast. You'll live near there. It'll make sense for you. You can even maybe take a car to set.
Oh,
yeah. Okay. Or, you know, at most a train ride. Okay. I ain't getting you on a plane again. That last time you were bonkers on the plane screaming at everybody, the flight attendant, all that damage you did.
Well, you did say it was open bar. And I never closed
shorts.
It.
Danny, whenever you have those short shorts on and you have 6 or 7 drinks in there, I go, for God's sake, cross your legs.
Yeah, but then at one point you said you're my Sharon Stone, and
that's how Danny is in happy too, man. It ends with an uncrossing of the legs.
Dangling participle. That's how it ends. That right there.
Yes.
Tell Clooney I said hello, and thanks for joining. Like, what are you doing tonight?
Oh God, man. I mean, today's been nuts. I've been with the family, so basically I've been staring at them a lot. They're doing anything they want. And then I'm going to eat. Oh, and then I'm going to edit by, what's that called again? Some kind of like contraption where I can see what's going on in the editing room from London. I'm going to work on the stand-up special a little bit. I did a stand-up, so I think you might like it, Danny. It's filthy, but it's good.
When does it come out?
I don't know. No, I don't know. They're talking about end of the summer, but I got to finish it first, and then we can talk about it. But I'm calling you to talk about it, and I'm going to show you there's some good stuff in it. Got some very cool stuff.
Great to talk.
Josh Safdie directed it.
Great to talk to you.
I love you, Danny. I miss you, and say hi to the family, and say hi to all the guys.
There. I will. All right. Thank you, bud.
Bye.
That's Adam Sandler, actor, comedian, and all-around good guy. Great news. I'd say that's a green light. Question is, how long is it going to take these guys to write? I don't know. That whole process, man, it just sounds so heavy. Go in, and all of a sudden you got to kind of get in that mode of wherever you were before when you stopped writing, and now you got to get back in and plug yourself in. It seems arduous. Yes, Paul.
I love hearing stories about what the original name would be for a movie and the one they use, like Hole in Fun. It sounds terrible because it probably is. But then Happy Gilmore, the movie worked, obviously, and I love that stuff.
Hole in Fun?
Ugh. Sounds straight to DVD.
Yeah. Terrible.
You know, like you see that in a wreck and you're like, wow, I didn't know he made this crappy movie.
Wow.
Ugh. Happy Gilmore, though.
All right.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Well, it's halftime, and the scoreboard's not looking good. You're feeling low. You're not sure you can pull out the win. But that's when you dig deep. Lift your head up. You say to yourself, time to get back in the game. Pull off some bank heists. Take as much of your friend's money as you possibly can.
See, and that's right. The smash hit mobile game Monopoly Go lets you compete with your friends to get the most riches and the biggest empire. It's the Monopoly you love, but on your phone, anytime. With tons of new twists, including leaderboards to compare your progress to your buddies. There's so much to do.
Yeah, you could play countless dynamic Monopoly boards. You can make your friends bankrupt by smashing their landmarks with a wrecking ball. That's new. I don't remember that from the old Monopoly game, but it sounds awesome. And you can charge players rent for your iconic properties. Great.
You can even work with your friends to crack open community chests and in tournaments to get extra rewards and climb the leaderboard. I'm in for sure.
So get out there, put on your game face, download Monopoly Go right now for free at the App Store or Google Play. Let's go.
It is getting that time of the year. It's Miller time. You don't need a watch or a clock to tell you. It's Miller time. Weather gets a little bit warmer. All of a sudden, the beer gets a little colder.
It's beer cracking season.
Okay. I don't know if it says that on the calendar. Miller Lite, great taste, less filling, tastes like Miller time. To get Miller Lite delivered right to your door, visit MillerLite.com/Patrick, or you can find it pretty much anywhere that sells beer. And as always, please celebrate responsibly. Miller Brewing Company, Milwaukee, Wisconsin. 96 calories per 12 ounces. Fewer calories and carbs than premium regular beer. Miller Lite.